Kuf Amad Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the sugya. Tnan Hosam Hikpa Es Adam Va'ochloi. It's around 5 lines or 6 lines before the lines start getting wide. Tnan Hosam Hikpa Es Adam Va'ochloi. A person solidified the dam and he ate it. We liquefied chaylev, and he swallowed it. Chayev. So he's chayev. So the Gemara says, "Bishloy me hikves adam ba'ochloy, kiven da akvei achshuvei achshuvei." He was machshevet, and it seems there's no other problem. Was machshev deshinoi, he himself made it, he hardened it. So there's no problem. There's a lava of leisoichlu, there's a lava of achilas dam, and he ate dam. Ela imcha sachelev vegomoi, but if he liquefied the chelev, he melted the chelev, achila ksivbe, it says achila. Vaholavachilo, who here he swallowed it. He did not eat it. This is not the lav. Omar ish lokish, omar kro nefesh, lerabois es hashois. It says, aloshin nefesh. So, lerabois es hashois. So Rashi said, midirsiv nichasa ha nefesh. Nefesh mashme kol dover amiyashiv daitei shalodo. It brings him yishuv adas, afilu shoyse, moim yeish es nafshechem, shiloshen taive vekoyres huach shenefesh nena mimenu. The Taisvus HaRosh, it would seem that here the ribuy of the kro is that shtiyah is bechlal achile, because it says nefesh. So nefesh is marbe, not only a poshet ma'is achile or an achila al yedei shtiyah. Since he has an achas ruach from it, so it's marbe an achil al yedei shtiyah. That is the ribuy. Tanya nami gabi chometz ki agavne. We learned a similar baraisa by chometz. Himcho vegomoy. He liquefied chometz and he swallowed it. Im chometzu anish kores. So he's chayv kores. Im matzehi en odem yoytze bo yidei chavosei bepesach. He's not mekayim mitzvah sachilas matzah. So the Gemara says, bishloi mei matzehi en odem yoytze bo yidei chavosei bepesach. Lechem oini yomar achmone. Vahai lav lechem hu. That's the girsa of the Shita Mekabetzes. It's not lechem. Lechem is a tzure, a toya. If we liquefy the matzah, so memele, this is not called lechem. Alim chometzu onish kores, achile ksibbe. Here you have to make a maisa achile. So, he didn't make a maisa achile, so why is he chayev? Omar ish lokish omar kro, nefesh l'rabbeis es ha-shoise. It says by chometz also nefesh. So again, I have this ribui, that if you have a shtiyadika achile, an achila yidei shisiyah that brings him Anachas ruach, hakayres ruach, that's also nichlal in the Yisar Achila. Besanya nami gabi niblas oif toya ki agavne. The loch is, if a person is beileya kizayis of an oif toya, a niblas oif toya, so the din is, it's metame de beileya, and metame begodo, is mekabel tumah through the bliya of an oif toyer. So we learned imcho bu'u, what happens if he liquefied a oif toyer. Tumah is mekabel tumah, even though he didn't eat it, he swallowed it. Bechama toyer, what happens if he liquefied it not al yidei pu, not al yidei haish, no, through the solar heat, toya. Vavinem bo, but yes, on the first halacha, achilaksive, by Tumas Niblas Oif Toyer, it says, achila mentions achila. Omar ish lokish, omakro, nefesh, lerabois es ashoise. Here also it says nefesh. The three different places, here it also says nefesh. Yihachi, so the Gemara says, Bechama nami, so if it says nefesh, Umaba shoises, what is the difference? If it's imchol be'ur, imchol bechama, Yihachi bechama nami, so the Gemara answers, Bechama yisruchi misrach. There it seems, bechame, if it happens bechame, it's a sich and it's not drinkable. Somewhere there's no nefesh, there's no, simameila, that's not called a mais achila, or a shtiya bechlal achila. Simameila there, you're not tome. So we have here three psukim. We have here a posik, if a person liquefied chalev, if you liquefied chametz, a second posik, if you liquefied aniblas oif toyer, so the first two psukim are speaking about yisurim, yischayev, kores on the chametz, on the chalev. The third posik is speaking about the tumah of niblas oif toyer, where also says aloshen achila. So he's mekabel tumah. It says nefesh l'rabish es ha-shoise. Utzrichi, so the Gemara says, we need all three psukim. Dikosav rachmona chelev. If the Torah would only have written nefesh by chelev the din is, if you liquefied chelev, it's also also. Chometz layosamine. You couldn't learn out chometz from chaylev. Shekein layhoisaloi shasakoshe. That means the issa chaylev is a more chomodike issa and the issa chometz. The issa chometz, you have a loaf of bread, so erev Pesach, way before Pesach, 2 days before Pesach, it's mutter. It comes osser in Pesach. So it's a iser kal. That means it's an iser that this chometz was mutter till now became nesa. Oyster loy shasa kosher. It's an iser that the Torah was matter it. Chaylev is always osser. So could be this chomer that we say that nefesh, that the shtiyah is bechlal achila, could be this chayma was only said by the issa chayla. Lehaisaloi shas hakoisha. But chometz had had a shas hakoisha, you can't learn out of mamatzin. Nevele leosa minei, Now, let's learn out Nevela. Nivlas Oif Toya. That's Metame Bebeis Abliya. Shekain Onush Koresh. That by Chalev there's an Onush Koresh. By Nevela there's not an Onush Koresh. Now we're going to ask a few Ores. The Saore, my Chavrusa was Moira. We'll see that as the sugya progresses, we'll see there's many similar ha'oris. We want to learn out that if a person was boileya, a nivlas oif toyer, in a liquid state, he's tome. That's the posik is speaking about, tumas nivlas oif toyer bebeis habliye. The posik says achile. We want to learn out who adin, that he'll become tame, not only if he swallows the nivlas oif toyer al yedei achila, filu he liquefied it and he swallowed it in the liquid state, he's also tame. So the Gemara says, "Mala chometz sheken onush kores." If I'd be learning isurim, if I want to learn the issa nivlas oif toyer from the issa chometz, so then you'll say, the Issa Chometz is a more Chomodike Issa. It's a Issa Shiesh by Koris. I'm not learning out Isurim. I want to learn out Hilchis Tumim. The Pasuk mentions Achile by Nivlas Oif Toyo. So how do I know that an Achile Al Yedei Himcho Al Yedei that he liquefied it is also called an Achile? So we have to understand what is Pshat in this Pirche. Malachomet shekain, malachelav shekain onush koris. Let's go further. Because of rachmona chometz, let it say chometz, chelav leyosa minei, shekain leyhuta miklolai. That means, Let's say the maskonis hagemore, that the isa chaylev is unique. It's by the chaylev of a behem is also the chaylev of a chay is muta. So it means even though the Torah asad chaylev, kol chaylev, afal pikein this. Not all chaylev is also. The Torah was mata chaylev by a chay. The chaylev of a chay is muta. So it's a Kule in the Issa Chalev. When Chometz is also, there's no such thing that this Chometz is also and this Chometz. When Chometz is also, it's also. So Mamela, you can't learn out the Issa Chalev from the Issa Chometz because Chalev has a Kule. Shekain Loihuta Mikloloi. Chometz was Loihuta Mikloloi. When it's also all over. All chametz is also, and chaylev chay is muta. Unevela lo yosim minei. Let's learn out nevela from chametz. Shekein onush koris. Again, we have the spich of onush koris. Because of rachmona b'nevela, if the Torah would write by nevela that by nevela there's a din of nefesh, that imcho v'goma yitomei, hanach layose mino, shekein metamo, and this is tume. Now here it's very good, here we're learning about Yisurim from tume, or maybe the Gemara means it's a chaymer of tume. Al kaponim, either it's a chaymer of tume, or it's mamish the posik is speaking about Yisur tume. Well, let's say there's a chaymer of tumen. So memele, so you can learn out chometz and chaylev from nivlas oif toil. But the Gemara is persistent. Chode mi chode lo yosi. Teisi chode mi tauti. So let it say, I have a three psukim here. Chaylev, chometz, and nivlas oif toil. So let it say two, and we'll learn out chode mi tauti. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Teis, leilichtei Rachmone b'Nevela, v'teisei mahanoch, and let's learn out Nevela from Chometz and Chalev. So the Gemara says, ma lahanoch, she can't understand. You can't learn out Chalev, you can't learn out Nevela from Chalev and Chometz, because Chalev and Chometz, both of them, there's an Einish Chometz. Loi lichtoiv rachmone b'chometz, v'teisei mahanoch. Malahanoch, shekein loy hoysolem shas hakoisha. That is a kula that chometz has. Chometz was mutter till Pesach, then it becomes also. So the etzim isa, there was a time that it was mutter. And we'll see by chaylev and nivla seif toyot, it always was also. Loy lichtoiv rachmone b'chaylev v'teisei mahanoch. Malahanoch shekein lehuter miklolom. Toima bechelev shehuter miklolom. Umayniu. So where do we see huter miklolom? He says the chelev is huter miklolom. Chelev is huter miklolom, but the others are not hutamikloli. Umayniu, what is the hutamikloli? What is the hutamikloli by chaylev, which by the others is not hutamikloli? Umayniu, ilayma. Chaylev behema ligavoya. That's the huta miklole. The huta miklole is that you could be an oile sa'if, you make malike. I'm sorry, chaylev behema ligavoya. You take chaylev from a behema and you makter it. Now, lechere is a klal that you need memashke Yisrael. Can only be makrib on the mizbeach, something that's mutter. And here we see we're makta chaylev al gabe mizbeach. So chaylev is huta mikloli, and the isa chaylev legabe the mizbeach, it's mutter. So that's a kulin chaylev. The veile nami ishteroi melikas oif legavoya. Nevela also has a heter. It's huta mikloloi. So you make malike, which is not a matter. It's also nevela. And it's muta. You makter it on the mizbeach. And oila soif, you makter mizbeach. So let us learn out chaylev from chometz and nevela, and you can't say that they're more chomer because chaylev is huta legavoya agabe amizbeach. Nevela is also huta legavoya agabe amizbeach. You make malika na oila soif. It's also huta legavoya. So the Gemara says, no, ve'elo chaylev chaya lehedyet. Okay, that's right. This kule that you have, ligavoya, that kule of chaylev applies also by nivlas oif toya. The nevela of an oif also is muta ligavoya. So you can't say that chaylev is more chomo than Nevela, because Nevela has this kulo, so it's also muta legavoya. So the Gemara says, no, chaylev is another kula. Ela chayev chaya lehedyet. No. But that's speaking about a heta legavoya. We're speaking about that chaylev, isa chaylev is huta lehedyet. That a chaylev of a chay is muta lehedyet. Sie können stellen mir zu, dass ihr Mater eine Weile al-Gabi Misbeach, Chelev ist Akula Filo al-Gabi Hedjet. Sagt die Gemorre, eine Weile Nami Ishtaroi Melike Dachata Soif Lekahane. That it's also Mutta Lehedjet. You make a Melike, the Melike is not a Shchita, and you saw this in a Vela, and it's Mutta Lekahanem Lehedjet, it's also Mutta Lehedjet. So we see that the same Kula that Chelev has, the Vela also has. Again, this Gemara is also moyedik interessant. We're not speaking about the Isser Nevela. We're speaking about Tumas Nivlas Oif Toya. The Gemara sounds to say that the Isser of Chelev is killed from Nivlas Oif Toya. So I said, now this Kula Nivlas Oif Toya also is. Again, it's a moyedik interessant Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about two different things. The Pasuk is speaking about Tumas Nivla Seif Toya, and the Gemara is cheshbening with the Isser Nevela. So the Gemara says, La'olam, we'll come back to this story. Lo'ilam chelev chaye lehedjet. No, the kula that chelev has, chelev is muta lehedjet. With the kakasha locha kahanim, kahanim mishulchan gavoya kazoch. So this gemara we have to understand, but let us first see Rashi. Rashi, he melted la'if toyer ba'oyer, shaker and pundra v'gomay, betame v'godim abay sablir. Himcho b'chama v'gomay toyer, betame m'foresh l'kamon. B'cho nefesh eshetoycho nevela, gabi nivlas, la'if toyer ksi. Mishulchan gavoya zochu, betere mishim gavoya hu, אבל גבי הדית לאשכחם דהותה. So we have to understand what does that mean? בתירה משום גבויהו. אבל גבי הדית לאשכחם דהותה. My chavrusa, Abiyani Kento, wanted to say, he brought down a murdik aloshen of the Mesilas Yeshorim in Perek Chavov. Mesil Shisham speaks about the highest madrege of Kedusha. So the Mesil Shisham says, V'hine ho'ish ha'miskadish b'kedushas boiroi. A person who is zoiche to be miskadish b'kedushas boiroi. Afilu maisov hagashmiyim choizrim Liyois inyonei kedusha mamish. Afilu amaisa gashmi is inyonei kedusha. Vesimonech achilas kodshim. And a koyin eats kodish. She atzmo mitzvah sasei. His achila is a mitzvah sasei. Vaomru kahanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim. And then later, the Mesilas Yeshorim says, Hamachu sheish kodesh oichel kilu nikrav al gabei hamizbeach mamish. It's mamish like you makab under the mizbeach. The ish kodesh is mamish, yes, kedushas mizbeach, kedushas aboyre yolov, the shchina sheir olov. So all is maisim agashmiim, a kedusha, just like that, this is mamash, his achilas, achilas mizbeach. So wanted to say, this is pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, no, there's a kule by chelev over nivlas oif toil. That you said the chaylev is hutul lehedyet. A hedyet can eat chaylev. That's a kula nisa chaylev. Chaylev chaya. Masha'in came. That what a koyin eats malika, which is in yisod anevela. That's not pshat mishul and gavoya kazocha means that's not an achilas hedyet. That's called like an achilas mizbeach. So we only find a kula by chaylev, not by nevela. That's Emerson, what Rashi says. Ve'teire mishum gavoyahu, aval gavi hedyet le'ashkan de'uta. It never became, isurim never became mutter to a hedyet. The kohen who eats the malika of achata soif, that's, he's not a hedyet, he's a mizbeach. It's kahanam oichlam abaylam miskaprim. This is not an achilas hedyet. It's a different oif and achilas. And just like you're allowed to be makta chaylev at the mizbeach, so a kohen is allowed to eat. A kohen is allowed to eat nivlas. Teiru was matter, nivlas, oif. I mean, the malikas oif. Now, let us see Teisvis. Lechem oini yama rachmone, so Teisvis had a mozala meima nami achiloksivek. The Gemara says that the reason one is not Mekayim Mitzvah Achilas Matzah by Imchol because it's not Lechem. So Taisa says the Gemara could have said another reason. You have to eat. It says Achilas Sibbe. Just like the Gemara asked by Chometz. Gemara says, why Yoivan Chometz Achilas Sibbe? Elim chometz one ishkores or chilak sibe. Had a special ribui of nefesh, you shouldn't be chayv kores if you drank the chometz. Zuktoisvis afagav du osor bahano. So what's the problem? Achila good that it's yina chayv al tzachil, chayv al tzano, bahano is chometz less pe kores al alav. Hano is chometz is no kores, here it says this kores. Chometz loy osa minei shekein loy hoysa loy shas hakosh. That you can't learn out chometz from chaylev and nivlas oif toyo because they didn't have a shas hakosh and chometz had a shas hakosh. V'im taim afaktoich Taisvus chaylev nama havaloi shas hakoishek shahoye bimei imoi. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan da oma tolosh chaylev mi bentes chay de chadoshim golmu. A person will take out from a bentes chay de chaylev, there will be an issa chaylev, the chadoshim golmu, even though there was no lady, but ben ches moide. If you'll take out the chaylev of a ben ches, it's muta. So you see, there also was a shas hakosher. There was a zman when chaylev was mutter, when it was a ben ches. The chaylev of an uber ben ches is mutter. When it becomes a ben tes, it's also. But that's also a shas hakosher. When you take the chometz was a kal because it was once mutter, then nes. Chaylev is also the same thing. So let's learn out chometz from chaylev. So Taisva says, "Vishlam the chometz kamayshu ato oishaloi shas hakoisha." The chometz, what we have now, we have this loaf of bread. This loaf of bread, which is now also, was yesterday muta. Vishuv loy nishtane. That means yesterday's bread is no different than today's bread, and yesterday's bread was muta, and today is also. That's called shas hakoisha. Aval chaylev acher sheyotze laver oilam lahis lo shas hakoisha leheta. That means, yeah, there was a chaylev bimeimoy that was mutter by a ben ches chadosh. That chaylev was talking, but this is a different chaylev. This is a chaylev that was born, the vlad was born already, or it's after. So this chaylev never was mutter. And so mel is different than chometz. Chaylev le'yosem inesh le'yuta miklola. You can't learn out chaylev because they were not huta miklola. And chaylev was huta miklola, it's muta by a chay. Chaylev chay is muta. Iksha harav rav shmul mi vardun. Rav yoisi dolei chay ish lai pilche bepsochim v'choshev chaylev le'yuta miklola. I mean, this pirche that the Gemara is saying that there's a kula and chayla because one chayla is muta and one chayla is osa, that's called huta miklol, there's a heter, there's a chayla. Rabbi Yossi says in Psochem, that's not called huta miklol. Chayla behim is always osa. Chayla chay was always muta. It's not called there's a heter, there's a chayla. This chayla was only nema by behim, and that's always osa. Chayla chay is muta. So Mamela Rav Yossi holds there's no such pirche of huta miklole by chayla. That's a Rav Rav Shmuel. Hiksha Rav Rav Shmuel birdon l'Rav Yossi d'loi chayish lai pirche b'psochim. V'choshev chaylev loi huta miklole. It's not called chaylev was muta. The comma v'Rav Yossi gli anan b'beheime kamrina. We're speaking about a beheime. B'beheime loi yishtari. The chayla beim never was muta. It's not called huta miklol. Chayla chay was never nesa. Chayla beim was never huta. So mamela, according to Rabbi Yossi, so why can you learn out chayla from chometz? Belakel mifrach may be according to Rabbi Yossi, but different. Pichamal chometz kenosa bano. Rabbi Yossi gilili chometz muta bano kedam ahosam. So Mamela is bitter, so why does it say nefesh by chaylev? To learn out chaylev from chometz. V'yishloimet Rav Yossi Gluli v'adei osa nefesh l'do shechiti. So Tais, 100% right. Ma lahanoch shekein loy hoysa lehem shas hakosh. What? Chaylev and the veiler never were muta. So Tais had a problem. The veiler was muta before it became an veiler. Before it became an veiler, was muta. So let's learn now from the veiler. So Tais says the veiler kemoi shehi ato meisa. So Taisa says, similar to what Taisa said before in the Bamasul Chometz. That means the kula of Chometz is, the Chometz is the same Chometz what it was yesterday. Yesterday it was Mutter, today it's Osa. That's called Hoysalo Shasakesha. The same Chometz which is now Osa was yesterday Mutter. And the Vela was never Mutter. I, before it was an Avela, good. But we're talking about when we're talking about a Nivlas Oif Toy, when it's an Avela, never was Mutter. Chometz, when it was Chometz, it was Mutter. So that's why you can't learn out Chometz from the veil. Inami, Michayim, Hoya, Bo Issa, Reiva, Minachai. I feel it before it became an Avela, also was Osa. Was Osa, Alfeva, Minachai. Ba'afilu l'man da'om alav le'ivorim emedes. Afilu you'll say that b'chayel lav le'ivorim emedes. So there was no iser eva min achay mechayim. Kolzman, it was a nifrat. O yebo iser she'en ezebuch. Now again, over here, we see boilet in Taisvis. That we can't learn out chometz from the veila, because chometz had a shas hakosher, and the veila didn't have a shas hakosher. And if it came the veil, it was awesome. That place wants to say, other malchim, maybe it was awesome, Achayim also, and then is the buach, I'll say, Vimin Achay. Now again, we have over here a Meiridike Kasha, who's talking about Isurim over here? The whole Gemara is being done about Tumas, Niblas, Oif Toya. That's what we're talking about, and it's Metame Beisabliya, a fellow in the liquid form. So we're saying, Mal and Nevela, that there was also Michayim, also even Minachai. Or when it became a Nevela, it's always also. The Gemara is where the Pasuk is speaking about Tumas Nevela, and the Gemara is speaking about Isra Nevela, which is very difficult. So I saw a Nachlei Dvash. He says, so we see from this Gemara, Amore Likizach. We see from this Gemara that Tumas Nevela is Toli in Isra Nevela. Tumas Niblas Oif Toya is Toli in Isra Nevela. And Be'emesin, it's a Gemara before Daf Kufa Mitbeis. The Gemara says that Kufa Medbeis got this week's parsha and parshas Achemois. Tabu Daima Yochel Te Niblas Oif Tome Metame Begodin Bebeis Abliya. I would think a Niblas Oif Tome should also be Metame Bebeis Abliya. Tamud Loima Nevela Utrefe Lo Yochel Letamobo. Mi she isuroi mishum bal toichal nevela. The whole tuma of Niblas Oif Toya was only said, mi she isuroi mishum bal toichal nevela, yotaze she ein isuroi mishum bal toichal nevela, mishum bal toichal tmei. So the pasuk says, because anisa chalalisa, so anisa nevela is not chalalisa tmei. So memela, there's no Tumas Nevela and Oif Tomei. Because the Pasuk said, the Pasuk is speaking, Nevela Utrefa Lo Yoicha Letomavo. So the Pshat Pasuk, the Letomavo, Tumas Niblas Oif Toya, which is Metame Bebei Sabliya, was only said on a Nevela that has a Iser Nevela Utrefa on it. And the veil that doesn't have an isn't the veil of treifana, nibla seif tomei, so there's no tumah. So we see the tumah of nibla seif tomei is dependent on the isra of the veil. So Ibizai, we can understand if the tumah is dependent on the isra, even though they're two different in yonim, but the Pasuk was Mekasha, the Tumah to the Yisra. So now we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's learn out that Nivlas Oif Toyer is Metameh, let's learn out from Chaylev. It's Metameh and the liquid, what the Pasuk says. Malachel v'chishkein onush kores. We're learning Tumah over here. But the Din Tumah is totally in Yisra. And the Iser of Niblas Oif Toyer is killed and the Iser of Chelev. Iser Chelev is called, the Iser of Chometz is called. So Mamela, we can understand now our Toisvis also. Our Toisvis asked Akasha, if we say that the Tumah of Niblas Oif Toyer is dependent on the Iser of Mamela, so Tosfos asked, the Isra Nevela also had a Shas HaKosher before it became a Nevela. And that Tosfos has three terutz. One terutz is, but I'm looking when it became a Nevela. That's the Din is when it became a Nevela. When it became a Nevela, it was always awesome. But then Tosfos has another terutz. Yo, Mechayim was also als Eva Minachai. Chaim was also Altein Zavuach. Now here we really have to understand Pshat and Tosfos. And Eva Minachai, the Rambam says clearly, and Eva Minachai of a Oif Toyer is not Metame. It's not Metame Bebei Sabliya. an eva min achai of a beheme is yom metame. Eva medulu is metame. It's metame. If it's a whole eva, it's not. If it's an eva min achai of a beheme is metame. Of an eva min achai of an oif toyer is there's no tuma whatsoever. Personal swallow eva min achai. So it's very difficult to understand how we're bringing in Eva Menachai. The Pasuk is speaking about Tumas Nivlas Oif Toyer. But we're just saying over from Rav Chaim that somehow the Torah was Mekasha. We see this in the Mordav of Kupa Medbeis. The Torah said the Tume is Mekusha Teresa Nevela. As I may say from the Pasuk. Every nevela that has an issa nevela and treife is metame. Every nevela that doesn't have is not metame. Fine. So the tume is dependent on the issa nevela. Fine. Frektach toises, but it had a shasa koisha. The issa nevela had a shasa koisha. So toises says no. It was also a treife minachai. What does the Issa Eva Minachai have to do with Tumas Nevela? We're talking about Tumas Nevela, with Nivlas Oif Tor we're speaking about. I mean, where did this? I mean, Dailonu Mashakosa B'Teira, the Teira said that, and that's the lotion of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, so the Pasuk says the Latomavo is if there's a Loyoichal Nevela Treifa. Fine. So the Torah was Mekasher Tumas Nivla Soif Torah to the Nevela Treifa Loyoichal. Mishi Surim Mishum Loyoichal Nevela Treifa is this Latomavo. But if Taisvus held that the Isar Nevela is Yeshlo Shasa Kosha, before it died there was no Isar Nevela. So it's very difficult to understand how Eva Menachai is a truth. It's also Eva Menachai, it's also Eva Zebuach. What is this, what do these Isurim Eva Shaiches to Tumas Nevela? It's called the Isar Nevela. It's not an Isser that's that Shasa Koisha means that it's Machadish an Isser, and this was previously also already, even though it was also a different Sibbe. It's very difficult. This place is very difficult to understand. The second two Terutzim, Aveinu Zevuach and Neve Minachai. Zot the Gemara weiter. So the vowel, we have three psukim that if we liquefy chaylev, chometz, or anivlas oif toyer, it has the same din like when it is in the solid form. Frag the Gemara, I have other cases that this, how we find the same aloha. Hatmehadasanya hatmeyim, lesser tziron veraitvon vekipo shalahem. Lomali, why do you need hatmeyim? Let's learn out from chaylev, chometz, and nivlas oif toyer. What does Rashi say? Hatmeyim b'shrotzim ksiv, v'heyeseyra kodorish, ligma mechela v'chometz nevela, demichui shelohem kemoysa. It's just like himchas hachelev, we see that the michui is equivalent to chelev. So the michui by the shrotzim lesser tziron v'roitvam v'kipur shlem, it seems from the Gemara that this is also nichla, this is the michui shelahem. So why do you need a special hay to darshan the salochin? Ligma mahani. Let us learn out from chaylev, chametz, and nibloi seifte. Zich the gemara tzrichi. No, no, you need the hay. The iloi kosav rachmone, hava amine, dayoi lovi minadin liyois kenodom. If I'll learn out shrotzim, and then we're talking about Yisurim. If I learn out shrotzim from chaylev, chametz, and nimla soif toyer, I would say, ma hosom adiike kezayis. The iser of chaylev and chametz, you need a kezayis. Avochi nami ad deike kezayis. And the halacha is, the iser of shrotzim is bechadash. The Isar of Shrotim, just like Tumish Shrotim is Bechadashe, is the Isar of Shrotim is also Kadashe. And if the Makir of Michui Shalom, I'll learn how that is why I need the hay to tell me that the michui of shrotzim bechadosh yochayim. That's why you need the post. Let us see Rashi, Amud Beis. Shrotzim isa achilosom bechadosh kitumosom. The isa achilo of shrotzim is by kadosh kitumosom. Just like tumi shrotzim bechadosh. The Tony Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina v'ivdalt mebeim ha'toyra l'tmeyer. Posach ha-kosuv ba-achilo v'siyim b'tumah loim aloh. Matumah ba-chadoshe, af-achilo ba-chadoshe. Ha-achilo is also ba-chadoshe, b'milu per-kotshe mizbeh. Hilkach, iloiksiv michui b'gefayu, if it would not have said the hey, atmeyim, v'yalev mehanoch, av-aminu le-mechay v'michuyum b'pochas mikizayis. The lazy hot fine, so you can learn out shrotzim from chaylev, chometz, and nivla seiftoy. Frag the gemore, the lisach, hanach, the ligmaru minayu. So let's learn out chaylev, chometz, and nivla seiftoy from shrotzim. So here we have on the left side of the Gemara, it says, Lav kulu koma, b'chometz v'cheylev, yevsher, you can learn out chometz v'cheylev, because ma'ala chometz sheken yesh lo isha asa koisha, ma'ala cheylev sheken hota miklola. The kash is, ala nevele kamrina, nivlas oif toyo, nivlas oif toyo. So the Gemara says, Malish rotzim shekein tumoson b'mashu. Tumoson b'mashu. Malish rotzim, dinu shein michui shalem kemoison, shekein tumoson v'isuron b'mashu. So l'chere, the word mashu is a little lavdavke, it's not b'mashu, it's b'kadoshu. Let us see Tosfos on Amud Aleph. She came to Mosam Bemashu. Payment. But she came to Mosam Bemashu. The Bechol Moke Masker Kadosh. The Kan Nokad Mashu. It says Mashu. The Chain Beperk HaShoichet Vamala De Porich. Lav Bechelek. Bechelek Lomalei. Lomalim. Teisi Mishchotzim. Mishchotzim Tmeim. So says Malish Chotzim Tmeim she came at Tama Bahoshu. It also says the same thing. Miu Balaf Ochi Hos Midalei Gosina Leitle Itzach Lahaske Mashu Gabi Chela. The Chela Vlei Metame Klau. There the Gemara says Malish Chotzim Tmeim she came at Tama Bahoshu. So if you ask, they're making a Pircha of Tume, we don't have to mention the Koshu because Chela is Bachlau Na Metame. It's the last game I should have a head, the head limit time a cloud. בסייפרים שיפשו, בשביל דבוסר חכם מביא משחוצים תוירים, מעל השחוצים תוירים, שכן איסורים במשהו. פריש משום בריה, כוסו כמו כן גם בתמי. אבל כפונים, דר, so and that the mother tries was to care of. Here it seems tries was the tries is a problem with the Muslim Bamash. So the Gemara says, let's see tries was Leise Bishrotzim V'Leise Hanoch. So the Gemara wanted to learn out from Shrotzim, and we'll learn out face Divla Saif Toya. So Gemara says, not as a pircha, Mal Shoshesh came to Mosom Bemasho. Rashi says, Yisurim Bemasho. So Taisva says, Ubemeh Hatzad Chad Mikula Leosu. Let's learn out. Taisus says now, let's learn out a mehatzad. We'll learn out chometz, let's say, from the other two in shchotzim. So, mehatzad mikula layosu. The chometz mikula layosu, shloyo yilem shas akosha. Chometz yed shas akosha. You can learn out. Chelem namaliyosu mikulu, shken lehutra miklola. That's Emerson, what we said before, the side of the Gemara. Ach kosher de teise nevele mikulu. Let's learn out nevele. Let's learn out nevele. And so memele, this picha of mashu, we can't say because chometz shechiyach, chelev yechiyach. So let's learn out nevele. Vishema loyhayisi oima. So now Taisva says something very interesting. How could you learn out nevele from isurei shrotzim chelev chometz? Vishema loyhayisi oima linyan isar achile. All these things are isurim. All these things are isurim, and there is a din that, and if you liquefied it, it's also basa. Avolinyin tumas nivlas oif toyer. The pasuk is speaking about tumas nivlas oif toyer. Loi, how could you learn out? How could you bechlal learn out? Va'avol gav the avke beloshin achila lo yoichal letoma bo. But lemaise, the pasuk is speaking about a din tume. The pasuk is speaking about a din tume. The pasuk is not speaking about Isurei achila. We mentioned before, perhaps there's isurim also, that the tumah is totally in the isa. But lemaisa, the posik is coming to tell us that it's metam in a liquefied form. So this bechlal you can't learn out. So Nachshmi the Rishash asks, why didn't the Gemara say this on Amud Aleph? The Gemara said you should learn out nevela from the others, ma'ala chelev. The chumash came on the shkoris. Main Taisus just opened up her eyes. Taisus says, "Bachlal, you can't learn out nevele from chelev and chometz because he was talking about tumas nevele, and they were talking about isurim. How can you learn out one from the other? They're two different gedorim." So the Rishash is Avshena Hanami. The Gemara could have said that also. The Gemara said it. Not a terror. That Afilu Gabi Yisurim you can't learn out because Malachela Bechomet Shekain that there's an Onush Kodesh. Is Bekitza the vow we have four Psukim. The Gabi Michui. We have Chelev, Chomet, Nivla Saif Toyer, and Shrotzim. Fregt die Gemorre, wo ho des Anje, we learned another bereise, ha Tevel, wa ha Chodosh, wa ha Hegdish, wa ha Shviyis, wa ha Kloyim, kulon mashkana yaitzi mehen kemoison minolom. How do we know by all these isurim that michui shalahem is kiyaitzi behem? V'chiteima ligma mahanoch. Let's for now, we have now four psukim. Shchotzim, chaylev, chometzim, nivosev toil. Malahanoch shekein isach habo meyaylov habu. All these isurim that we have shchotzim, chaylev, chometz, nivosev toil is an isur that comes about. It's not a man-made isur. It's an isur that comes about by itself. Tinech heiched iser bo me'elo, heiched lavisa bo me'elo min olam. And for the Gemara, gomrinen mi bikurim. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ma'al l'shrotzim, dinu shemichet shekamayisim shkedemosim b'yisur b'mashiyah. Hachodosh koidem shekorep ho'imen. We see from this Rashi that the sugya of Michi Shalem is Negeya Sheichel. That's totally in this thing that Michi Shalem, I made Sheikha out of Sa'irim. Now it's in a liquefied form. So here it says that it's Bashviyas, Mashkenayetzimem, Nehegesbem Shviyas. Is the Kedusha Shviyas for Chayovin Bebir Kamoisom. So the Gemara said, Mahanach, you learn out from Chaylev, Bechometz, and Aveilem. So the Gemara says, how can you learn out from Chaylev, Bechometz, and Aveilem? Shkein Iser, Habo Meyelev. So Trashi, Vetinach, Lemelev, Minayu, Tevel, Vechodosh, Ushviyis, Uklaya Kerem. All these things are Teirdiki Surim. So Mamela, I can learn out that you're right. Avol Hegdish Layosi Minayu. We said a Tevel Vachodesh. Va Hegdish is also Kalam Kamashkin Yetzmem Kamoison. How can you learn out Hegdish? This is not an Isarapo Me Elo. This is a man-made Isar. So how do you know by a man made this? It is also din mashkena yaitzimem kamoisam. So the Gemara says, gomrinem mi bikurim. So Rashi, bikurim eini surun bo meyelo, shal yedei shem afrishon hen kdoishin, the hafroshe l'shem bikurim, that makes it bikurim. So memele, so it's also a man made isur. So we learn out from Bikurim. So the Gemara Bikurim Gufayu Minolam. So the Gemara says, the Toni Rabbi Yosi, it says, Pri Atomevi, Viatomevi Mashke. That means when you're Mekadish the Bikurim, you Mafrish the Bikurim, you have to be Mafrish a Pri, you can't be Mafrish a Mashke. But, Hevi, Anovim v'dolchon minayim. But what happens if he was mafresh anovim for Bikurim? And then lemaise v'dolchon, so how do we know that the yayin has a shem Bikurim, has isuri Bikurim? Tamaloima tovi. So memele Bikurim, which is a man-made isa, Afal pikin is a din mashkin ayoytzimem is kamaisam. So we learn out from Bikurim. So trashi pri mireishis kol pri. Tovi, asher tovi mi'artzacho davel elemichtov asher mi'artzacho. It says asher tovi. So memele, we learn out that if you made from Bikurim a mashkin, it has kedushas Bikurim. The Gemara ikel mifrach mal bikurim shekein tunim kriya vanoche. No, you can't learn out from bikurim because bikurim is another chayme. This kriya vanoche. So mamele, so you can't learn out from bikurim. Trashi, Bikurim, Tunikriya, Ramiyoy, Bedovi, Vanoche, על הרצפה ונחתה לפני השם.